Bud Light hires transgender Dylan Mulvaney to sell beer. By Neil Monroe on April 2, 2023. The executives who sell Bud Light beer to ordinary Americans have picked a new spokesman. Dylan Mulvaney, the former gay man who is now pretending to be a woman. Mulvaney said, "This month I celebrated my day 365 of womanhood and Bud Light sent me possibly the best gift ever, a can with my face on it. Check out my Instagram story to see how you can enjoy March Madness with Bud Light and maybe win some money too. Love ya. Cheers. Go team. Whatever team you love, I love too." The executive's decision to pick Mulvaney may prove to be a commercial disaster for the company's most famous product, Budweiser beer, which has long been marketed as the king of beers. Budweiser beer is owned, produced, and marketed by a Belgian company, Anheuser-Busch InBev SA/NV. Mulvaney has become a leading face ace of transgenderism in the United States after his claim to be a woman was endorsed by President Joe Biden and Vice President Harris. Many executives have also picked him as a quasi-female spokesman to help sell several fashion and consumer product brands, despite his failure to sell himself to potential romantic partners. In comments reported by the Daily Mail, Mulvaney laments a moribund romantic life, and says that all his matches on the exclusive dating app Raya seem to have second thoughts and reject the pairing before they even go on a date. "I still haven't been kissed as a girl. And I assumed that I would have had that happen before day 365," Mulvaney lamented. "Every day, I'm realizing that probably won't happen. I'm getting a little impatient because, especially when you're feeling yourself and even looking at that Grammys picture, I'm like, that's somebody who should not be single," Mulvaney told People magazine on March 2. "But then you're like, wait, why is no one in the DMs?" Mulvaney's relationship failure is unsurprising. In September 2019, Breitbart News reported, "Transgender men who try to live as women face sexual rejection from 71% of lesbians and 97.3% of men," the survey said. The survey did not say if the men had undergone cosmetic surgery. The new survey of transgender rejection matches prior results from a 2017 survey, which also showed that many Americans decently sympathize with transgender people and want to help them. Just 4% of normal heterosexual Americans said they would be very open to dating a transgender person, and only a third of them would be willing to tell their parents about the relationship, according to the survey by YouGov.com. Mulvaney's sudden new fame is fueled by the Democrats' desire to be the champion of minorities, and by progressive semi-religious faith that government can help people transform themselves, regardless of genetics, without significant risks. The transformative faith was damaged last week when a suicidal woman who insisted she was a transgender man killed 6 people during a suicide and murder rampage. She targeted the 6 victims, 3 adults and 3 children, at her former high school in Nashville, Tennessee. But transgenderism is also being backed by many top executives who force their employees to treat transgender employees as members of the other sex. "Capitalism loves transgenderism," said a March 30 article in Spiked.com. "The cult of gender self-ID is well suited to the needs of the capitalist class. All identity politics is. Hence every HR department in Christendom has a copy of Robin DiAngelo's White Fragility. Hence diversity training is all the rage among bosses who are always on the lookout for ways to divide and rule their workforce. Hence big businesses coat themselves in the pride colors, hoping their feverishly expressed fealty to the new neoliberal ideologies will distract from their maltreatment of their workers. Transgenderism is every capitalist's favorite fad right now because they instinctively recognize that it is neoliberalism in drag. It is a hyper-consumerist ideology, with its off-the-shelf identities, which entices the young in particular to treat the self as the only site of radical overhaul and to fiercely police older generations, especially women, who use the wrong pronouns or think the wrong thought. Capitalists can't believe their luck. The boss class is absolutely fine with the creation of a new generation, which is so obsessed with changing their bodies that they lack the time, energy and balls, literally, in some cases, to change the world," the article added. Executives are using Mulvaney to sell brands such as Ulta Beauty, Crest Toothpaste, Instacart Shopping Service, and CeraVe Skin Lotion.